listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Welcome to Full Power Living, the only show on international media that's dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. I'm Eileen Dillon, your show creator and host, and this morning we have a very special guest with us. You know, when I was living with my children as a single parent for 20 years, there was a person in my life to whom I could turn whenever I had a question or a problem. She was able to give me answers that nobody else seemed able to give, that helped me out of whatever issue or problem I had smoothly, and most often without complications. It's really great to have someone who can tell you exactly what you need to know to make your life work for you. And let me just take my hat off to my friend Kay Hamill, who I learned recently died in December. She was a huge help to me for many, many years and a huge asset to this world. Well, for the past few months, we've offered listeners of Full Power Living a similar resource, Sonia Rechnitzer. She's the co-founder of Accessing Universal Intelligence, and she's been appearing once a month for question and answer time. She has the amazing ability to tune in to your higher self and get answers that are tailor-made for you as the person asking the question. It can be you today as well. Call us at 888-498-0570 right now. That's 888-498-0570. And that number is on our chat. And ask Sonia what you really want to know about. Things like, why aren't you living the life that you want to be living? How do you deal with a health issue? What do you do with a child or teenager you're having problems with? How do you straighten out something in your relationship? What's in the way of you having the income that you want to have? Do you have trouble trusting what's in your own heart? There's another one. What's blocking your way in life? Ask your question now at 888-498-0570. Sonia Rechnitzer is a wife, mother of two, author of Natural Pain-Free Birth, A Soul's Journey to Earth, and a co-founder of Universal Intelligence Group. You can find out more about the Universal Intelligence Group at Accessing UI, that's for Universal Intelligence, accessingui.com. Sonia, it's my great pleasure once again to welcome you to Full Power Living, and already on the chat we have a good day to you.
wonderful. It's great to be back, Eileen. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, we want to encourage people to call in. We don't have anybody who has called in quite yet, so I have a question that I would like to ask. May I please?
Of course. Thank you.
Okay. So I've come across a lot of people recently, and when I talk with them, it's clear to me that they need to think a lot bigger about who they are and what they can do during their lifetime. And I believe I need to do that too. And I wanted to ask you, what kinds of, it's a double question really, what kinds of blockages can come up? And more specifically, what's the biggest blockage I have to going really, really big in my life?
Oh, it's a great question, Eileen. So let me answer it a little bit broadly first, because it does feel that's an issue that's very prevalent out there amongst your listeners. I can really feel that resonating through the line. So the biggest thing is, first of all, to recognize why we don't go as big as we could. And that is very much so. We have this internal saboteur at UI Group. We do tend to call it ego. But ego can have various connotations in various circles. So let's just call it this internal saboteur. And its purpose really is to keep us safe and to keep us within our comfort zone so we don't go and do something silly and hurt ourselves. Now, when we go to do something really big in our life, of course we're going to trigger that little internal saboteur and go, hang on a minute, you're way out of your comfort zone. What if you hurt yourself? Let me keep you safe. Let me keep you with what you know. Let's just play life the way we know it to be. And that puts us nicely back in our comfort zone, and we go on in our merry way, but we don't ever go for and therefore achieve these really big things that we could be doing. So for anyone that's listening, just look for that. When you see that happening in your life, just go, oh, well, that's just because I've got the opportunity to do something big and my internal saboteurs kicked in. Now I have the choice. Do I listen to that? Or do I say, ah, that's just the internal saboteur. You be quiet for a minute. I've got big things happening today, you know. And that way you can actually go forward without feeling it's choice, because we listen to our internal saboteur as if it's, you know, our inner guidance. And it is a form of inner guidance. It's just not the guidance that's in our high school. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just an important distinction to make. So now for you, Eileen, let's have a look. It's interesting. You've just got years and decades of unprogramming to do there. So you've spent your life, actually, what your high self saying is, it's not that you've been listening to your internal saboteur solely. It's just that you've stepped out of your comfort zone a little at a time. So rather than jumping out of your comfort zone with both feet and with a big hurrah and celebrating that you're out there and doing something fresh, you kind of dip your toe out and see if it hurts. And then you dip your toe out again and it doesn't hurt so much. So you take a little step and you grow your comfort zone gradually until it sort of encompasses what you're trying to do. And what your higher self is saying is literally only way to undo this. You could clear till the cows come home, which I don't know why they say that, because if you put some feed out, the cows always come home. But anyway.
They do, you're right.
I know, it's funny, what a weird saying, it just occurred to me. So you can clear and clear and clear and remove limiting beliefs and do all of that. But until you make that decision and just do it, just jump out there. And so she's literally showing me, you, if you draw this circle around yourself in the sand, if you're down at the beach, and then you jump out and you go, woohoo, I'm out of my comfort zone, I'm in my growth zone, I'm doing something crazy, but I know it's good because it's guided. You know, this is what I've been told to do and I'm out there doing it. And you're just going to need to do that. She's showing me for 2 weeks straight every day. For 2 weeks, ask your higher self, what do I need to do today that may be out of my comfort zone, but that's really going to grow me and have me create that big picture that I know I can achieve? And then do it. Don't take, you know, if even if she says something absolutely crazy, like call the president and, you know, offer him a session, you know, whatever it is that comes up, no matter how impossible it seems, you need to just give it a red-hot go that day and then do the same thing the next day. And what she's saying, you do that 14 days in a row and just do exactly what you're given, no matter how you feel about it, you will undo all those decades of programming in just 14 days. It seems like a hard slog to do something 14 days in a row, something really difficult, because it does feel like it will really stretch you. But it's actually, when you look at it, relatively really easy compared to what you might think you would need to do to undo decades of programming.
Wow. That's amazing. That, you know, well, I'm aware that for many years I programmed myself to not stand out, largely because it was treacherous in my early family to stand out. You got punished.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. And wow, just for 2 weeks and I can be free. that's wonderful. Thank you.
Well, it's just going to take 2 weeks of doing it every day, you know, and this is going to be the discipline of, you know, on day four, you might feel a bit under the weather and you're like, you know what, I just can't do anything extraordinary today. Well, you're going to need to, because it's only 2 weeks if you do it every day. So, but you know what, when you know that that's all you've got to do is 2 weeks worth, then you can do it. I know you can.
Thank you. Yes, I will. I mean, you know, when it comes down to it, I remember hearing you say one time, Sonia, that what makes UI mentors stand out is essentially, the way I understood it, is their spontaneity. Because when you tune in, like you are doing, you get the information that you need, and then you need to speak it out or act it out immediately and not question it. And that's essentially what you're asking me to do here, correct?
Yeah, exactly. I'm asking you to walk the talk, hey? Crazy stuff.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's not the first time in my life I've been asked to do that.
You know, it's interesting because it can be just hard to do that sometimes. But your higher self saying is it's not as hard as not achieving what you know you can. And that's the thing we've just got to keep our eyes firmly on is, well, if this is all I need to do to achieve that big picture that I see for myself, then it's worth it because I would have otherwise never achieved it. And that's more painful than doing 14 days worth of whatever that's going to be. It's going to be really interesting. I hope you update us the next time I come on the show.
Yes, yes. And that, by the way, will be March 6th, so let's put that out also. So on the line, we have, or on the chat, we have Dakey, whom you know. Here's an interesting thing, Sonia. How can we deal with this? We have people on the line, but they're shy about talking. How could we use the ability to mentor to open the door for them in case they do have a question they want to ask so that they feel comfortable? How can we do that?
Sure. So the first thing that I'm feeling, Eileen, is people don't need to use their real name. So if they're interested in asking a question but they don't want to be identified, they can just give some fictitious name. It will not affect the way that I tune into them at all because I can hear their voice. So energetically, I can identify them no matter what name they give. So they can actually be anonymous. They can even be called, you know, Mrs. X if they like. So we can call them whatever they like. And that might just help to open up the doors for them. But also to know that no matter what you ask or how fearful you may be of the answer you're going to receive, you will never be given what you can't handle. Your higher self will never allow you to ask a question, the answer to which would upset or hurt you in any way. So you're always going to be ready for what you're about to hear. And it's a really comforting feeling to know that you're about to be given an answer to something that may have been plaguing you for years, and it doesn't invalidate you for not having solved it yourself. You know, it's an answer that's going to come from universal intelligence that's going to be, you know, more broad and more in-depth than you could ever come up with your own mind because it's the collective of all the minds that exist in the universe. So we don't have to feel bad that we couldn't come up with an answer ourselves. We might go, oh, yes, I can see that in my life. That's been happening over and over. And it's okay. Sometimes it takes a bit of universal intelligence to fix something that's a recurring pattern. So there's some of the things that I feel are going on for people in terms of why they may not put their hand up to ask a question. So hopefully I've made you guys feel a little bit more comfortable, and we would absolutely love to hear from you because, you know what, your question will be the same as probably 100 other people on the call also have, but are too scared to ask for themselves. So let's be a pioneer. Let's be brave and ask that question.
Yeah, just jump out of your circle of comfort, okay?
That's right.
Right. I remember years ago I participated in a spiritual awareness class at the spiritualist church, and the way they taught you, you had a room full of people and you had to stand up to ask your questions, and I was so nervous about doing it. We were encouraged, however, to ask whatever came up. We were told that there's no question that's too dumb or too you know, incorrect to ask. And so I would stand up and ask what I thought was an inane question, but it was in me to ask, and I'd get my voice would just be shaking. It was so hard for me to speak. And then afterwards, what began to happen is people in the class would come up to me and go, "I'm so glad you asked that question. I had it in me too, but I thought it was too dumb to ask."
You know, the crazy Aussie in me wants to now say to the very first person that rings, "That's such a stupid question." But I promise
right.
I won't.
Right.
We have a crazy sense of humor.
Okay, so Dakey has now sent in on the chat a question. What is her internal saboteur She says, all that you say for me feels true to her, too, but is there anything else for her? Please.
Well, isn't that interesting? Thank you. That's a great question, Becky. And it's interesting because when Eileen voiced the question, it actually felt like that was something that happens a lot for our mentors at UI. You know, as you know, both of you, Eileen and Becky, you're both founding mentors with UI Group in the USA. And you guys are constantly being asked to step out of your comfort zone, you know. We're constantly stretching you guys to be the best that you can be and to take this to the world, and it's really amazing. So it actually feels like that is a question that most of the mentors have, because they're constantly being stretched, and how can you best cope with that stretch? Let's see, for Dakey personally. Dakey, you're absolutely right. What was there for Eileen is also there for you. But what your higher self saying is actually so I'm just going to say the words that came was to take baby steps. And that doesn't mean that they're going to be small steps, but to literally congratulate yourself for every little step that you take. So, for example, you might find yourself in conversation at the supermarket with someone and they ask you, and what do you do? Don't be afraid to say what you do in all its glory. That would be a baby step. You might find yourself in conversation when you're out and about at the zoo. She's showing me at the zoo. I don't know why. Maybe you're taking a friend of yours to the zoo and you're chatting to a zookeeper, and you might want to mention that, hey, we can actually tune into animals. I notice you're having trouble with this type. One time that we lose the support of the universe is when we shrink back from what we're here to do. So if you just keep bravely forging forward, then you will actually be universally supported, and don't give up. Because what happens is, quite often, and I noticed this, I watched The Secret recently. It's something that everyone's seen except me, it seems. And, and there was a moment in that where they showed a picture of a seed growing into a sprouting little plant. And while it was being believed in, while it was believing in itself, it kept growing up toward the surface. But when it didn't see sunlight yet, it stopped believing in itself and therefore didn't ever grow into a plant. And this is what you need to see for yourselves, is while you believe in yourself, you will keep growing. And you may be in the darkness for a while. It may be that you've been planted as a seed and you're still underground. And you're growing, 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 doing the best you can. And just when you're about to break through the surface and see sunlight for the first time and see the fruits for your labors, suddenly, before that can even happen, you stop believing in yourself and you stop and you make yourself right. And you say, I knew that all this hoping and praying and trying and listening to my higher self and guidance and moving forward didn't really mean anything after all. I knew it. I'm a failure after all. And it's not the truth. You just gave up when you just had that last millimeter to go before you broke through the earth's surface. So keep believing in yourself, because it's in that moment when you really can't keep going, when you absolutely can't manage, but then you do, that is the moment of breakthrough. That is when you've taken the leap of faith, you've believed in yourself, and you've continued. That is when you'll be showered with all the support from the universe and the success that you deserve. So don't give up and take heart and just keep moving forward. Here's my message for the general group that's on the call today. All right, so let's see what else is prevalent for you guys out there today. And hopefully you're feeling a lot better now that you have that message about taking heart and forging forward. It feels like there's a bunch of parents on the call. Let me see if I can give you guys some messages for your children and grandchildren. Let's see what we have for you. So all of you lovely ladies and gents that have children and grandchildren, you know, it feels like actually that most of this message seems to be for you guys that have grown children. They may not have children of their own yet, but you have actually grown children, you know, past the age of, I'm hearing, 22. And what's happening here is that you are actually creating a new relationship with your child. And I can actually hear your offspring shouting to you, saying, I'm a grown-up, I'm a grown-up. You have to see me as a grown-up. And you know that that's true. You just don't know how to make that transition. And I can tell you I relate in a way that's different to what you may think. I have a 4-year-old and an 8-month-old. And I'm looking at my 4-year-old and I still see him as a newborn baby. And so I'm imagining he's become 4 years old and I'm seeing him as a newborn baby. I can't imagine what he's going to say to me when he's 22 and I'm still seeing him as a 4-year-old. So I know what you're going through there, because they do still seem like they need so much help and guidance from you. But what there is for you to know is that at some point they need to grow their own 2 legs and stand firmly on their own. And there's going to be a time when they need your help that you're going to have to withhold that help so that they can find their own way there. And that's going to really hurt. You know, it's going to be really a stage for you where you feel like a bad mother and a bad father for not supporting them through something that you know you can, because the best support you can give is actually to allow them to make a decision, stick with it, find out what happens when they do that, make adjustments along their path and create it in a way that works for them. So the best thing you can do when they get to this age and older is to literally start, have this conversation with them and say, you're growing up and I'm so proud of you, and I'm going to start to step back a little bit and allow you to sort through your life yourself. So by all means, ask me when you need something, but start to see me as a friend. Start to see me as someone that loves you unconditionally and always will and will support you no matter what, but sometimes the best support may be for me to step back and watch and allow you to handle something for yourself. So let's start working on creating a friendship where you can tell me things and I can tell you things. I'm not just your parent anymore. I'm also your friend and prepared to listen to you. And in the realm of universal life, you may actually be my parent. So I'm prepared for you also to parent me and to see and to tell me what you see is in my highest good. Open yourself up for that kind of relationship with them and be aware that universally your offspring will have a higher vibrational frequency than you started out with. So they've had a head start and you've given that to them lovingly. So why not allow yourself to benefit from that, benefit from their wisdom and benefit from their guidance, and watch your relationship blossom into a whole new era for you? That will be a really interesting step for you to take, because that way you will begin to learn from the greatest teacher, which is your child. We have someone on the line?
I hope so. Can you hear me now? Yay, we finally got together.
Hi.
I was able to hear some of that. That's really interesting. I have a question about children also, but we have a caller, Harriet, who's waiting to speak to you, Sonia. So, Harriet, are you available?
Yes.
All right.
Hello,
go ahead.
Harriet.
Hi. I'm calling because I had this strange, this is the first time I've ever listened to this show, but it intrigued me because there's a strange phenomenon going on with me, and that is I seem to be self-sabotaging my career, and it's like I don't want to do it anymore. I'm just not following through. I'm not finishing things and doing what I need to do to get paid, so I'm actually paying rent because I'm an independent practitioner. So I'm paying to do the work, but I'm not finishing the work and getting paid. And I don't know what that's about. It's a new thing, kind of. It's like...
Sonia, I know
it's weird.
Other people who are going through that. Is this something that's going on and not just with Harriet?
It's going around like a bit of a flu, isn't it?
Yeah.
Harriet, can I ask you what kind of practitioner you are?
I'm a psychotherapist.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. All right, so let's have a look. It's really funny. We've been talking so much about heart today, and the first thing I heard from your higher self is that your heart's just not really in it anymore. It's interesting.
It kind of feels that way. It's like I'm trying to get fired, and there's nobody to fire me but me.
Yeah, that's right. And you've done it for so long that it's kind of like everything that comes up, it's like, oh, this old shoe, really? And it's no disrespect. You don't mean any disrespect to anybody that you see. It's just that you're not there anymore. You need a challenge. You really need a challenge. You're like, okay, I've come this far. I'm ready for the next step in my life. I'm ready to learn more. I'm ready to to grow. You want to do this for yourself more than for other people right now. And so it's like the sabotage is coming a little bit from that ego space, but also it's coming from a higher self space. Your higher self's trying to give you that little kick up the backside that says, right, time for you to get to the next level, Harriet. Let's create something fresh. Let's do something new. Let's start the next chapter in life. And you're a little bit...
But I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? That's
yeah.
The problem. Okay, so let's have a look. But you know what? Before you can even see that, you're still in beat up over the fact that you're not following through on what you started. How long have you been a psychotherapist for?
Oh, really not that long. I mean, I've been in... I didn't want to identify myself, so I used a pseudonym, but if anybody's listening, they'll know who I am. I've been a clinical social worker for 23 years, but only a therapist for about 10, 9 or 10.
Well, this is really funny. I hear you say, not so long, but then 9 or 10 years in this profession, 20 years in the one before. You know, it's a long time to be doing the same thing, and your body, your mind, your soul, every part of you wants to continue to evolve and just to take yourself to the next level.
I just want to say that I do, when I'm with people, I enjoy what I'm doing. I just hate the paperwork and the insurance companies and the, you know, that stuff is what I'm not following through on.
Exactly, and that's what it feels like. It's like it's the same old thing happening over and over again in your life. And it's, you know what? It's like your higher self's really cute. She's like, let's just get going. We're faster than this. We're more. It's like you're a Ferrari, but someone's stolen half your cylinders, and you're kind of just going along at this. You're still quick. You're still a Ferrari running on. You know, 4 cylinders, that's still quick, but it's not all you can be. And just through normal life cycles, you've been through so many life cycles doing similar things, you're just ready for the next step. But you can't take it until you stop beating yourself up over going, you know what, I've still got more to contribute. And you are great at what you do. So I really get what your higher self is saying. She's fantastic at what she does, and she really, really helps people. So she feels guilty over moving on. Because she's actually good at what she does, and how dare she go and want more of a challenge when she's actually contributing where she is. So it's that beat up that you need to let go of first before your higher self can show you the next step at all. You know, it's...
Thank you.
You've got to be complete. You've got to realize that you've contributed what you can there, and you can still contribute to even the same people part-time, maybe half the time of what you're currently doing, but it's time to start creating a new niche for yourself. Time to
Thank
step
you.
Forward. You're welcome. I'd love to hear how you go.
That's interesting, Sonia. Having been a psychotherapist for 41 years. one of the things that I was told at one point was that when you come to the earth to be a psychotherapist, you're really coming for your own learning. And if other people gain benefit from what you learn and pass on, that's really wonderful. But the primary purpose is for your own growth. And if we think more that way, then it's not so difficult to think that we may move on from either full-time or strictly psychotherapy. Correct?
Love it. Absolutely. Yeah, and it's just really the case of we all just need to see ourselves as evolving beings. And, you know, every 5 to 10 years for ourselves to evolve to something fresh, and even if it's just a new take on what we're already doing, but allowing ourselves that space to keep growing. And, you know, and I'm really feeling, if Harriet's still on the line as well, I'm feeling that sense of growing past where people are at and leaving them behind. If we cannot feel guilty about that, knowing that someone else will pick up the slack where we've left off. There'll be other people that are evolving to the stage that we've just left that can continue to help those people as we then move forward to explore the new realm of what's possible for us, and we attract a new lot of clientele and a new way of doing business and that kind of thing. That, you know, if we can just continue to let go of where we've been and allow ourselves to continue to evolve forward, that's really good for the soul. And if it's good for the soul, it's good for the mind, and it's good for the body too.
Right.
And ultimately, we need to honor and love ourselves first and foremost, right? Otherwise, if we don't, no one else will. And, you know, the world, it will be a much happier place when we're all loving ourselves.
And Sonia, as a person who has been a psychotherapist, and I've also studied with you and Daniel at Accessing UI, one of the things that's been really joyful for me is that I have been able to take my work helping people to a new level, and hopefully, as we talked earlier, an even bigger level beyond this, by being able to add the spiritual dimension, by being able to help people the way you're helping people today. And I've found it a beautiful blend with the work that I've done as a psychotherapist. So I want to mention that, Harriet, I don't know exactly where you are, but in the San Francisco Bay Area, on March 14, 15, and 16, UI is offering a workshop called Success Beyond Belief. And you can get, anybody who's listening can get a discount for that workshop if you send your name and phone number to me at Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, at accessingui.com. And that's where people will learn to access their own higher self and also learn to access the higher self of others and then to believe in what they can do and remove their limiting beliefs, Sonia. So I would... Harriet, if you're at all interested, you might want to explore that because I've really found it satisfying to blend the two.
Yeah, look, it's a wonderful
course.
Yeah, it's a wonderful course, even just for your own development. If you do nothing else with it, you'll absolutely enjoy what you learn and the fast-track processes in that. That's definitely something that I can recommend, and I don't even teach it anymore. So we've got some lovely people here in the US that we've trained to teach that for us. But I remember when I was teaching it, I just got so much joy from connecting people to their higher self and showing them how to remove all that stuff that holds them back. It's really amazing. And now with our new whole weekend format, you actually spend an entire day on the Sunday working through all the different areas of life, removing limitations and forging forward with the help of the mentors that are in the room. So it's a really, really exciting new format that we've done now in LA and San Diego, and they absolutely loved it. We've never had such good feedback. So, Eileen, buckle yourself in. It's going to be a big weekend.
I'm getting ready. Well, Harriet, you feel sated at this point?
Yes, thank you very much. Do you have anything on the East Coast, though? I'm on the East Coast, unfortunately.
We would love to come to the East Coast. Why don't you be in touch with Eileen via email and let her know exactly where you are, and we will come over there. We do have availability of all our courses online as well, but we have a hankering to come over to the East Coast. So if we know somewhere where someone will help us, you know, find a venue and promote a little bit over there, we would love to come over.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
How exciting.
Yes. Not right now because it's really cold and snowy there.
But, oh, okay. Well,
yes, it is.
It's a bit warmer.
Miserable.
That's a good idea.
Right. Fortunately, it takes time to organize. I need to announce, thank you so much, Harriet, for your question. And do call in again. We're going to be on again on March 6th. And let Sonia know how things are going.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Oh.
All right.
I will try.
Okay, good. I need to announce here that next week on February 20th, we've got a very interesting show coming up with a man named Scott Lesnick, who's author of a book called Kidjacked. He married and had two children. They were 4 and 2, and his wife announced one day that she was going back home, which is in another country far, far away, and she was taking the children, and he should just start his life over again. And he was actually appointed prime custodian of the children by the courts because they didn't find her very stable, but he had the treacherous task of trying to figure out how to get his kids back to the U.S. when there were no international agreements signed between the two countries that the children could be sent back. It's a very interesting, his book reads like a novel, he was successful, and I want you to join me for that show next week, live, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And also to thank you for helping us with our mission of raising awareness on the power and importance of human emotions. Our guest today is Sonia Rechnitzer, who is a co-founder of Accessing Universal Intelligence. Sonia, I've opted that we're not going to have a break unless you need one, because we have such a good flow going here. So,
fine, you know me, Eileen. I can talk all day.
Right. In your question with Dakey about her internal saboteur, she did say that she has been feeling that it's true for all of humanity, that because of this influx of our ability to live more energetically and more aligned with our divine nature, that we're all in the process of expanding and going bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely true. And just to recap for Dakey, the final message for her really was to take baby steps and to just make sure that she opens her mouth and shares her gifts whenever she has the opportunity, whenever she's asked, what do you do, to share about what she does honestly and truthfully in all its glory, and to really step out there and, you know, if there's an opportunity to help someone, using her skills. And it was interesting, the analogy that was given was, if she's at the zoo and there's a tiger that's not eating, to actually speak up to the trainer of the animal and say, hey, I have this ability, I've been trained to tune into animals and find out what's going on. Would you like me to tune in to see why your tiger isn't eating, and to help out in those situations? Because in taking those baby steps and actually just speaking out, when she's confronted with a situation, she's able to then share her gifts. And because Dakey is such a loving, beautiful person, you know, she would be mortified to think that she wasn't being sharing and loving and giving. But in actual fact, in not putting herself out there, that's what she's doing. So to really just get out there, and whenever she has the opportunity at all, whether it be someone in the line at the supermarket or whatever the situation is, to share what she has to give. And that will really start to help her to really expand what's possible for her. And, you know, it's really interesting because our mentors are so wonderful and they have such incredible gifts, you know, unlike anything that exists on this planet, really. And sometimes it can be a little bit scary. I think what happens is we feel a little bit like a freak, you know. So, you know, we just need to overcome that and realize that this is, you know, God's gift to everybody to have. We all have this. We all innately are capable of this, but it's been shut down at some stage in our life. And we're just reopening that up and allowing you guys as mentors to share with other people. And people come to our courses and we allow them to see and receive that guidance for themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's not a freaky thing. That's perfectly natural and normal. So everyone really can just take a sigh of relief and breathe and know that their intuitive messages are real and that they can be honed to become really useful in their everyday life.
Again, Dakey's response, she says, I've been opening my mouth and messaging quite a bit, but these suggestions are a new level. It sounds fun, and I love the permission to believe I might give something of value to the tiger.
Beautiful. She'll be going to the zoo now, won't she? She wasn't before.
Right. Well, and the other thing that I have learned in working with this material is I may think that I'm like overstepping or sharing. There's a principle that I've worked with as a therapist for years, Sonia, which is that help that isn't asked for never works. And so I've learned not to give people help unless they've asked for it. And through UI, I've learned that you can ask the higher self if it's okay to give the help, if the other person's higher self wants it. And what I've also been taught and has been proving true is that when I really tune in and talk with somebody because it really, I really believe it's the right thing to do with that person, it's a positive thing to do, it turns out that person says things like, wow, I've been looking for somebody who can answer that for me, or I've been looking for people who can do this. Tell me more about it.
Beautiful. What a fantastic realization. Yeah, I know where you're coming from there, because, you know, I was brought up the same way, you know. Speak and less spoken to, that kind of thing. It's really innate within us as culture. And it's true that what I've learned to do is to say, hey, I have a message that's coming forward for you. Would you like to hear it? You know, and that way they still have choice. If they don't want to hear it, they can say so. But if they look even half amenable, then I just split it right out. And look, literally, more than 99% of the time, they're super grateful. Because you're right, when a message comes to you and it's so loud and clear, it means that they're wanting that answer. It's just mm-hmm. that they may not know how to even ask the question.
Yeah, that's really true. One more little note from Dakey. Life feels a bit like a zoo to me, Sonia. I was tuning in to my own higher self this morning, and I was really aware, Sonia, of how very loving I was feeling inside of me, and started thinking about the fact that by working with my higher self and with accessing universal intelligence, that I do feel more loving. And tomorrow is Valentine's Day here in the U.S. And I was thinking about how many people, they're really celebrating romantic love, but how many people end up feeling unloved or unlovable on Valentine's Day if they don't have a particular someone, and how wonderful it is to realize that everybody has a particular someone. We all have a higher self, and as you learn to do these processes that you teach at Accessing Universal Intelligence, the amount of love I've found in my own life has increased exponentially. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, and I just, the story that comes to mind immediately when you said that about people, you know, feeling, you know, unloved or have no one to love. I heard a beautiful story yesterday from one of our lovely mentors, Akhil, who actually lives with us here and looks after our two children, schools Ollie, and helps us with Millie's sleep training. And he's just probably the most loving person you will ever meet. He's absolutely just exudes love. And he was saying that for Valentine's Day, he always has his grandma as his Valentine. And he always sends her flowers, or now that she can no longer eat chocolates, no longer chocolates, but, and he gives her a call and they, you know, have a beautiful, lovely heart-to-heart. And I just thought, isn't that wonderful? It's not just about that romantic relationship. It's about just having the opportunity to love someone. Mm-hmm. And because when you love someone, you get to feel that love. It doesn't matter if someone's returning a love, but just in loving someone, you get that loving feeling. And when you mentioned about just being connected with the higher self and feeling so much more love, I mentioned while we were having the technical difficulties on this planet, if everyone was able to love themselves, how different the planet would look. Mm-hmm. You know, if we could all practice self-love. So I would love to encourage, and the message for everyone listening is, on Valentine's Day, find a way to love yourself and find a way to love someone else. But literally focus on just sending love first to yourself so that you're completely within that loving space, and then share that love and let it spill out outside of you.
You know, I had the most amazing talk with my 8-year-old granddaughter, Amelia, last week. And she was telling me about a boy in her school, in her class, I guess, who tends to bully the other children. And she told me that she did have an idea that the reason he bullies is because he didn't feel good about himself.
Yeah.
And so I suggested to her that she could connect with him through her energy, that she, if she tried to, you know, talk with him about bullying straight out, he'd probably resist. But she could, in her mind, surround him with love and loving energy, and that would help him. And it would, and she said, "I don't know how to do that." And so I said, "Well, do you love your dad?" And she said, "Yes." And so I led her through. We were on the phone. I led her through an exercise where she let herself feel how much she loved her dad and imagined the beautiful pink loving energy that goes along with that, and then transfer it over to the boy. And I told her that often, you know, people usually think that if they're having trouble in the world, they have to do something in the world in order to fix it, but that really the key fix is inside of ourselves. And she, I want you to know what she said, Sonia. She said, "Grammy, you need to tell everybody in the world about this."
Well, now you've got your big picture, haven't you?
I have my big picture, right. But I think it's a wonderful message for all of us that, you know, like you're saying, tune into the love. Tune into the love of a baby animal or a person that you love. Share that with yourself and then share it with others. You can't go wrong.
No, because it exists in the imagination. We all think, oh, but we're just imagining that. But life exists in imagination. It exists in our imagination before it becomes physical. So if we're imagining wonderful, loving things, then we are taking the first step to create that into physical reality. So I love the message that you gave there, and everyone can do that. If they're having trouble with someone, bring them some love, send them some love in whatever way works in your imagination. And I love the visualization that you did with bringing, you know, seeing the love that you're sending to your father and then taking that and putting it over the person that's, over the child that's bullying. That's a wonderful visualization for people to take, but whatever works in their mind is just taking that love that they know exists and bringing it first to themselves. Because you know what? Like I was saying before, if you don't look after yourself first, then you can't actually really give to anyone else. You don't have that reserve.
Right.
So give to yourself first and then let it spill out. And a beautiful example of that was always with me when I was breastfeeding Ollie and I couldn't, you know, I was wearing myself down. And the nurse said to me, "Look, you know, you need to look after yourself first and foremost. I know what's happening is pretty traumatic right now, but you need to give to yourself first. And because if you're not there to give to your child, then who will?" And it didn't sink in until a couple of weeks later when my milk literally ran out because I hadn't been storing up my own reserve. So then I couldn't give to my child at all because I hadn't given to myself first. And let's not let that other people's reality, let's let them know, love yourself first. Because when you love yourself first, you'll never be out of love or out of things to give to others. So whatever it takes to love yourself tomorrow, people, take a bar, give yourself some chocolates, give yourself some time somewhere beautiful and really relish who you are. Find things to love yourself. Don't stand in front of the mirror pointing at the bits you don't like. Look at yourself and look at the bits that you do like. And look at the things that you've done that you like. Look at who you are that you like. Look at how much love you give to others that you like. Just find the things that you love about yourself and remind yourself of those. That's a beautiful way to start loving yourself.
I love that. I totally agree with you. All right, I know we need to stop soon. Dakey has one more. She says that people can hear helpful messages from her, but they get hesitant to think it's actually a message from their own soul or higher self. And she wants to know from you, Sonia, do you have a comment on how to overcome the limiting belief that we humans seem to share of "I am not my higher self" or "I cannot talk to my soul"?
Yeah, look, it actually just feels like, Becky, when you're talking to people, you need to set that up first. You need to do that little explanation first of that, you know, everything in this world is just energy. Einstein discovered that, and he was pretty smart, and that we're all connected in that energy, and all you're doing is connecting in with their energy and giving them messages from their own energy, and that they can learn to do that for themselves too. it's that simple. It's literally everyone was born doing that. That's how we all grow the same beautiful way in the womb. We all know exactly when to grow fingers and toes. It all happens through this universal intelligence. And that's theirs to access for life. It's just that usually when children are born, it's not in this beautiful, loving, simple, carefree, pain-free way. It's there's usually some kind of trauma that's involved, and that's what shuts down that connection. And if it's not shut down by all the limiting beliefs that are carried around in the next few months, but that can all be stripped away in a heartbeat to reconnect people to their higher self and to those messages. Now, the other thing that I'm getting there for Becky is that she can let them know if they can't quite take it on in that moment, that that's a message from the higher self, for them to literally just watch how their life evolves over the next few days, because she will have made a huge difference to them in that moment. And they'll be able to notice the differences if they look out for them. So if they just become present in their day for the next few days and look out for the changes that have been made just by a couple of messages from the higher self, then they'll get to get that evidence for themselves in that process.
Fantastic. Well, Sonia, I know that you have other appointments this morning, so I want to thank you for your work. I know how dedicated you are to opening people's eyes to what's possible for them. You've just demonstrated that right here. I want to encourage people to go to accessingui.com to get more information, including about online courses, and to remember that in San Francisco on March 14, 15, and 16, the Success Beyond Belief workshop is occurring. And if you want to get a discount, send your name and phone number to me, Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, at accessingui.com. And that's an amazing workshop, as Sonia has described it. If you missed all the explanation, you can go back onto the archives when we get them up later today and listen to that information again. So thank you so much, Sonia, for coming once again. I look forward to having you here next month on the 6th from 10 to 10:30. We'll just have a half hour next month. But what a wonderful opportunity to have you share your wisdom and the wisdom of higher self, universal consciousness. Thank you for being on Full Power Living.
Thank you very much, Alina. Always enjoy it, and I look forward to next month.
All righty. Take care.
Have a wonderful day, everybody.
She means that, too. So remember, bye, Sonia. Remember that next week, I'm exploring the incredible story of Scott Lesnick's life when his 4 and 2-year-old children were kidnapped to Israel, even though he had been awarded primary custody. So Scott was most deliberate and creative, and you're going to be amazed at his story. I could barely put his book down. So join me next Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific time or noon Eastern time, and we certainly look forward to having you with us again. I will be at the March 14, 15, 16 Success Beyond Belief workshop, and I would be delighted to meet those of you in this listening audience who are able to come. Paul Johnston of Fresh Talk Media has been our producer. Thank you, Paul. And through our chat, Dakey Fox has been a co-host today. Thank you so much, Dakey, for your wonderful questions. You always have great questions. For now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you, pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.